We're for Sydney and New South Wales. These are today's headlines from the Daily Telegraph. Former cricketing great Stuart McGill has told police he was driven to a remote farm, ordered to strip naked and then bashed during an alleged kidnapping in what police say was connected to a drug deal gone wrong. The full extent of what police will allege Stuart McGill went through during his kidnapping can now be revealed thanks to the statement he made to police. The statement will form part of the prosecution case against the four men charged over the alleged kidnapping of the world-famous former Test leg spinner. The brother of McGill's girlfriend, Maria O'Meara, was arrested and charged on May 5 with take, detain company with intent to get advantage, occasioning actual bodily harm, participating in a criminal group, and supply of a prohibited drug, large commercial quantity. And if you'd like to read more on that story today, you can take out a subscription to the Daily Telegraph at dailytelegraph.com.au or download the app in your app store. The long-term partner of Craig McLaughlin says she felt helpless to stop the decimation of his character, but the weight of her silence is about to end. Vanessa Scammell, a conductor and musical director, says no one was interested in the opinion of a strong, independent career woman because it didn't fit the narrative surrounding McLaughlin's fall from grace. Taking a swipe at what she described as society's penchant for vilifying people publicly before they've been convicted of a crime, Scammell said McLaughlin, charged with sexually assaulting four of his co-stars, was strategically targeted and made a real-life villain despite his impeccable reputation in the entertainment industry. And we'll be back after this.
News doesn't have to be boring.
The Brits have given Prince Harry a new nickname after yet another tell-all interview.
Oh, God, is it the Ginger Whinger?
Let the team at news.com.au get you up to speed each day with their podcast from the newsroom.
A couple were busted joining the Mile High Club.
Well, I guess they can't fly Virgin anymore.
Politics, sport, red carpets, royals. Get all the goss in just a few minutes. Follow From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcast from.
Disgraced NRL superstar Jared Hayne has had apples hurled towards him after inmates recognised the VIP prisoner when he was moved from a medical clinic at Parklea to a yard. Prisoners at the Western Sydney prison began throwing fruit towards Hayne on Friday after sighting him through the steel mesh fence separating him from other inmates, a prison source revealed. While the yard is located some distance away from the general prison population, it was close enough for inmates to have recognised the high-profile inmate, the source said. Fortunately for Mr. Hayne, the airborne fruit fell well short of reaching the intended target. Hayne was put in a little yard which the clinic uses, far enough away from others, but still easy for other wings to see him. And if at first you don't succeed, then why not build the dream yourself? That appears to be the mantra adopted by hotel mogul and billionaire hospo king Justin Hems, who, after a handful of rejected offers to buy some of Byron Bay's landmark pubs, is set to develop his dream venture from the ground up. Northern Rivers Property Sources has confirmed Hems has secretly finalised negotiations on one of Byron's most famous commercial sites, a giant block which formerly housed a Woolworths supermarket in the heart of town, for a whopping $50 million. And that's your headlines from the Daily Telegraph. For updates and breaking news throughout the day, take out a subscription at dailytelegraph.com.au. We'll have another update for you tomorrow.
Australian history is full of colourful but forgotten characters, from alleyway gangsters to Cold War spies and eccentric entrepreneurs. There are hundreds of incredible stories of adventurous Aussies that never make it into our history books. Each week I talk to some of the country's greatest history authors, sleuths and yarn spinners to uncover the untold stories of some of our most interesting and offbeat ancestors. The show, In Black and White, can be found wherever you get your podcasts.